Bedtime Bites presents the Big Sibling Superhero Club. Rory had always dreamed of being a superhero. Every night, he would put on his red cape and zoom around the house pretending to save the day. But lately, Rory felt like he needed a new mission. That's when his parents told him some exciting news. He was going to be a big brother. At first, Rory wasn't sure how he felt about this. Would he still get to be a superhero with a baby around? But then he had a brilliant idea. He would start the Big Sibling Superhero Club. The next day at school, Rory whispered to his best friends, Zoe and Max, "Meet me at the big oak tree at recess. I have a super secret mission for us." When recess came, Rory, Zoe, and Max huddled under the oak tree's sprawling branches. "I'm going to be a big brother," Rory announced, "and I want to start a superhero club for big siblings." Zoe's eyes lit up. "I'm a big sister. Can I join?"
"Me too,"
Max chimed in.
"I have two little brothers,"
Rory beamed. "Perfect. We'll be the founders of the Big Sibling Superhero Club." That afternoon, the three friends gathered in Rory's treehouse to plan their first mission. They decided their superhero powers would be kindness, patience, and helpfulness, all the things that make great big siblings. "Our first mission," Rory declared, "is to make the perfect welcome sign for my new baby sister or brother." They spent hours cutting, gluing, and coloring. Zoe used her super creativity to design beautiful letters. Max used his super strength to hang the sign, and Rory used his super leadership to make sure everything was just right. As the weeks passed, the Big Sibling Superhero Club took on more missions. They helped Rory's parents prepare the nursery, using their super tidying powers to organize toys and books. They even practiced their super gentleness by learning how to hold and care for a baby using Zoe's favorite doll. Finally, the big day arrived. Rory's parents brought home his new baby sister, Luna. The Big Sibling Superhero Club was there to greet them, wearing their homemade capes and big smiles. Rory's mom carefully placed Luna in his arms. As he looked down at his little sister's tiny face, Rory felt a new kind of superpower growing inside him, the power of love. From that day on, the Big Sibling Superhero Club had a new mission: to be the best big siblings they could be. They used their superpowers to comfort crying babies, make silly faces to bring out giggles, and read bedtime stories in funny voices. But their most important power was always being there for their younger siblings, no matter what. Whether it was chasing away imaginary monsters or teaching them how to tie shoelaces, the Big Sibling Superhero Club was always ready to save the day. As Luna grew, Rory realized that being a big brother was the greatest superhero role of all. He may not have been able to fly or have X-ray vision, but the love and joy he felt when Luna smiled at him was more powerful than any comic book superpower. And so the Big Sibling Superhero Club continued to grow, welcoming new members and sharing the magic of being a big sibling. They knew that with their superpowers of kindness, patience, and love, they could make the world a better place, one little sibling at a time. As Rory tucked Luna into bed each night, he would whisper, "Sweet dreams, little sis. Your big brother superhero is always here to protect you." And with a gentle kiss on her forehead, Rory knew that he had found his true calling, being the best big brother superhero he could be.